Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Chaverim. Malakam. Alright, Malakam, Ehud, beautifully good Ehud, first day, here, the Yom HaRishon Tov, a good, beautifully good, and he who be who he be, the all good, Hashem Yeshua. So right here, we still are in the 15th, this 15th weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding. We had left off from the After the Shabbat podcast, had left off the third Aliyah. We have the Torah reading from HaTorah, the seven Aliyot, and hopefully for the Chaverim, you know, one can step forward to read an Aliyah, you know, as we move forward. Yes, I. But right here, we have the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh Aliyot. Now, we had played the Garnet Silk, right, Psalm 68. He leaves off at which particular verse does he leave off right there? He leaves off at a particular verse. It's interesting. Maybe the dub was just that long or whatnot like that. But it's, you know, these things we meddle on. But right here, I think it's verse 21, around verse 21, verse 22 is what he left off in Psalm 68. Here's the full of full on the Ketadrum, a.k.a.
The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan. I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after, among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God in the congregations, even the Lord, from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah and their councils, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls with the calves of the people, till every one submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. To God. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, 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 Selah. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he doth send out his voice. And that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God.
So here we have the first day psalm, or the standing psalm, right? The evening psalm for the first day. Of course, evening goes before the day, you know, according to HaTorah. So around this time is, you know, the evening in that sense right here. The Shabbat has gone forward, you know, but the evening psalm here, we call this the first day psalm, Psalm 24, here in the English. And then we ride up with the Hebrew from Queen Makeda right there. And then we'll pick up with the fourth Aliyah and go forward.
Psalm 24.
Here.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah, 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 Selah. In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, 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 in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
That there expresses the ancient Hebrew, you know, and the true Tawahido, the true Tawahido, you know, that concept there of the king, the anointed king, as a representative, and even as times, you know, times to God himself. But here, 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 let's write out Queen Makeda. This is clean hands, clean hands, clean hands. This here, 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 Psalm 24 in the Hebrew, in the Ivrit, Malka Makeda.
To you belong the earth and all her fullness. He made the world.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Gevir, O Yisrael, hear for the Revi'i, hear for the Rebi'i, the fourth Aliyah, the fourth up offering up here for this Shabbat bow, Sabbath go. Hear from the Sefer Shemot. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus. Exodus chapter 11, here at verse 4, for the Rebi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah. Vayomer Moshe. And Moshe said, thus, like this, saith Yahuwah, saith Jehovah, about midnight, will I go out into the midst of Mitzrayim, into the midst of Egypt? Why Yomer Moshe? And Moses said, Vayomer Moshe, koh, thus, like this, koh, amar, say it, koh, amar, Yahuwah, thus saith Jehovah, kach tzot halayla, about midnight, kach tzot halayla, about midnight, ani, Yotzei will go, ani Yotzei, I will go, betok, into the midst, betok, Mitzrayim, I will go out into the midst of Egypt. Vayomer Moshe, kohamar Yahuwah, kach tzota halayla, ani Yotzei betoka Mitzrayim, and all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon his throne, even to the firstborn of the maidservant that behind the mill, and all the firstborn of beast. Mi b'chora paro, hayosheva ala kiso, ada b'chora ha-shifaha, Ashera, Achara, Ha Re Hayim, Ukola Bekora Behaima. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Mitzrayim, throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was none like it, nor shall be like it any more. Wehaita Saaka Gedola Bikola Eretza Mitzrayim Ashera Kamohu Lo Nihiyataha We Kamohu Lo Tosi. But against any of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, that ye, that y'all may know how that Yahuwah, how Jehovah doth put a difference between HaMitzrayim, the Egyptians, and Yisrael. Ulekola b'nei Yisrael aloa, Yachirata kelev lishon, le meisha waada behema, le maana te douna shara, yafleh yoa, beina mitraim uvene Israel. And all these thy servants shall come down to me, to I, and bow down themselves to me, to I, saying, get thee out, and all the people that follow thee, I. And after that, I will go out. And he went out from Pharaoh, from Pharaoh, from the great house, in a great anger. We yardua kola evadeka ele elai. We hisha tachuli lemor. Say ata we call ha ama shera de aragleka. We ach chere kin etse. Why yitzeya ma'ima paroa ba'chori af. And Yahweh Jehovah said to Moshe, to Moses, Pharaoh shall not hearken to you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt. Why yomeri Yehovah el Moshe lo yishma'a elechem paro lima'ana revota moftaya beretza mitzrayi. And Moshe and Aharon, Moses and Aaron, did all these wonders before Pharaoh. And Yahweh and Jehovah hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would not let the Bnei Yisrael send the children, the sons of Israel, to go out of his land. Moshe v'Aharon asu et kol ha-mofetim ha'ele lifnei faro. Vaya chazeki Yehova et lev faro. With lo ashilacha et b'nei Yisrael me arzo. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Gevir. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book, that is called Exodus chapter 12. The contest with Pharaoh, parenthesis, the Passover, Ha Pesach. And Yahweh Jehovah spake to Moshe and Aharon in the land of Mitzrayim, saying, this month, this moon shall be to you the beginning of months of moons. It shall be the first moon, the first month of the year to you. Vayomeri Yehova el Moshe el Aharon be'eretz Mitzrayim lemor. And Jehovah spoke to Moshe and to Aaron in the land be'eretz Mitzrayim lemor, saying, ha chodesh hazeh lakem Rosh Hadashim Rishon Hu Lachem Li Hadshe Hashana. This month, this moon, Ha Chodesh Hazeh, this new moon, this new month, Ha Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, shall be to you all, Rosh Hadashim. The head, the Rosh, the Ras of the Hadashim, of the new moon, the new months. Rosh Hadashim Rishonohu. It shall be the first moon, the first month, Rishonohu Lachem. To you all, Le Chadashe HaShana. It shall be the first month, the first moon of the year to you all. Speak, y'all, to all the congregation, the aggregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, of this moon, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, patriarchs, a lamb for an house. Davru, speak, y'all. Davru, אל כל דת ישראל. דברו, speak. דברו, speak yo. דברו אל כל דת ישראל. Speak yo to the congregation, to all the congregation. Davru el kola edat Yisrael, the congregation, the edat of Yisrael, lemor saying. In the 10th day of this month, be asur la chodesha hazeh. We yikachu lahem aisha se leveta avota se la bait. In the 10th day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb according to their fathers' houses. A lamb for a household. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him make him and his neighbor next to Beito, his house, take according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye all shall take out from the sheep or from the goats. And ye all shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, the same moon. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper doorposts of the houses, wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread. With bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire his head and with his legs and with the pertinence thereof. And ye all shall let no thing of it remain until the morning. And that which remaineth of it until the morning, ye all shall burn with fire. And thus, like this, shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And ye and y'all shall eat it in haste. It is Yahuwah, Jehovah's pass, Chagurim, na elekem de ragalekem, ua mak elakem, de yedekem, wa ekaletem oto de chipazon. Pesach, la Yahuwah, la Yahuwah, Pesach, who, la Yahuwah, la Yahuwah, 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 Yahuwah. It is Jehovah's Passover. Pesach, who, la Yahuwah, he is Jehovah's Passover. Redemption, typical. First item by blood, verse 12. For I will pass through the land of Mitzrayim, the land of Egypt, this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Mitzrayim of Egypt. I will execute judgment. I be he who be who he be. We avarti, and I will pass. We'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim, for I will go through, I will pass over through. We'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim, ba'layla hazeh, for I will pass through the land of Mitzrayim in this night. We'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim, ba'layla hazeh. We'hiketi akola be'chora be'eretz Mitzrayim. Me Adam with Allah behema and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim, both man and beast. May Adam from man with Ad and to Behema and to beast. Uvakola Elohe Mitzrayim, Aise Shifati Ani Hoa. And against all the Elohim of Mitzrayim, Uvakola Elohe Mitzrayim, Aise Shifati. I will execute, I will do judgments. I will do judgments. Ani Hoa, I be Jehovah. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye, where y'all. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. When I smite the land of Mitzrayim with Haya Hadam, and shall be Hadam, the blood, with Haya Hadama Lachem, and the blood shall be to you all, with Haya Hadama Lachem, Malachem, 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 Ota Allah Habati, shall be to you for a token. Le'ota al ha'vati, upon the houses asher ratem sham, upon the houses where ye, where y'all are, asher atem sham, with ra'iti eta hadam, and when I see the blood, with ra'iti eta hadam, and when I see the blood, ua farasachti. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And there shall be no plague, and there shall be no plague upon you, upon y'all, to destroy you. Willo yihye vachema negefa le mashachit. When I smite the land of Mitzrayim, bi hakoti bi eretz Mitzrayim, the memorial of redemption by dam, by blood, verse 14. And this day shall be to you, to y'all, for a memorial. And ye y'all shall keep it a feast, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah throughout your generations. Ye y'all shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever, forever. 7 days shall ye y'all eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye y'all shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Yisrael. And in the first day there shall be an holy and Isla convocation, an Isla set apart, outcalled gathering. And in the seventh day there shall be an Isla holy convocation, outcalled, set apart, I assembly to you all, to y'all. No manner of work shall be done in them save, except that which every man must eat. Only that only may be done, that only may be done of you, that only may be done of y'all. Uvayom harishon mikra kodesh. And in the first day, uvayom, ubayom, harishon, and in the rishon, and in the first day, there shall be to you an ayla evocation. Uvayom harishona mikra kodesh, shall be a mikra Odesh,
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 an outcalled holy assembly. And in the seventh day, a Mikra Kodesh Uvayoma Ha Mikra Kodesh Lachem Kola Nealaka Lo Ya Ase Vahem Akashara Ya Akela Likol Nefeshohu Li Bado Ya Ase Lakem 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 Lakem. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, must eat, must eat, must eat. That only may be done by you, by you, and ye shall observe, and ye shall observe the feast of unleavened bread. For in this selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye all observe this day in your generations by an ordinance forever. In the first, on the 14th day of the month of the moon, at evening, y'all shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the moon of the month at even. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses. For whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation, the aggregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land. Ye, y'all, shall eat nothing, no thing leavened. In all your habitations shall ye eat unleavened, unleavened bread,
bread,
unleavened
bread,
bread,
unleavened
bread,
bread,
unleavened
bread,
unleavened
bread,
unleavened
bread,
unleavened bread,
unleavened
bread,
unleavened
bread,
unleavened
bread,
Thanksgiving. Well, a lot of work was placed in the Passover already in the year. We took to actually put this from production stage straight to the final product. You know what I mean?
Right.
The word Passover, well, what we try to do is take the people back into our biblical accounts of the days of Moses and Pharaoh, and with a mighty and strong hand, God rescued his people, the Israelites, from the hands of the Egyptians.
Mm.
Alright? So, on that night, that fateful night, while God was going to do this, his last plague, the 10th plague, what he did is tell the Israelites to put the blood of the lamb upon the doorstep. So when the angel had passed over, when the angel had come, it will pass over them and it will slew the firstborn in Egypt rescue the people. Alright, so what we try to do is bring back this message to the people and let them know that we praise a mighty and powerful God, which is Jehovah. Alright, and in the New Testament, God has brought forth Christ as the new Passover, alright? So those who have accepted Christ as the Lord and Savior has his blood upon the doorsteps of their hearts.
Mm.
So when judgment comes, Jarad comes, Jah will pass over them and slew those that haven't accepted God. So that is what the Passover is about.
Spiritual rhythm.
Spiritual rhythm. All about messages to edify the people.
So you think?
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael.
Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear right here for the Chamishi, here for the fifth Aliyah, fifth up offering up, fifth reading here for this Shabbat bow, Sabbath go in. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Exodus chapter 12, here at verse 21, here for the Chamishi Aliyah, here for the fifth up offering, fifth reading, here. Shema'a, Shema'a, Gevir, Chamishi, Vayikra Moshe lekol ziknei Yisrael. Vayomer lehem mishkua ukachua lachem tzona lemisha pechotekem veshachetua ha-pa-sach. Ha-pa-sach. Then Moses called for all the elders of Yisrael. Vayikra Moshe lekol ziknei Yisrael, and said to them, Vayomer elehem, draw out and take you lambs according to your families, and kill the Passover lamb. Mishku u'kechu lachem tzona le misha pechutekem v'shachetu ha. Ad boker. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out of the door of his house until the morning. Avari Yahuwah, and Jehovah, for Jehovah will pass over. With Avar Yahuwah. Le negofa eta mitraim wa eta hadam alaha mashkofa wa ala shiteya hamzuzota wa fasakhia wa alaha petach wa loa itenaha mashkhit la bo illa batekhem Lean golf. For Yahuwah Jehovah will pass through to smite the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians. And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the two mezuzahs, Yahuwah Jehovah will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in to your houses to smite you. Avar Yahuwah lin gof eta Mitzrayim, for Jehovah will pass over to smite the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians. Avari Yahuwah lin gof eta Mitzrayim, ra eta hadama ala ha mashakofa wa ala shiteya ha mezuzo. And when he seeth the blood, We ra'a eta hadam. And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel, we ra'a eta hadam, Allah ha mashkof. And on the two side posts, we Allah shite ha mezuzot. And on the two mezuzot, we Allah shite ha mezuzot. Uwa fasach Yahuwah. Allah petach. Jehovah will pass over, ha petach, will pass over the door. Ufasach Yahuwah, ufasachi Yahuwah, Allah petach. For Jehovah will pass over the door. Velo yitenaha mashachit la avo illa batechem lin gof, and will not suffer the destroyer, and will not give the destroyer with law ite naha mashachit to come into your houses to smite you. La avo etta batechem lin gof. Ushmartem etta hadavar hazeh le haka leka ula vaneka ada olam, and ye and y'all shall observe this thing, this thing, this thing, this thing, this thing, this thing. Ush Ushmartem et ha-davar hazeh, and you shall observe this word, this thing. Ushmartem et ha-davar hazeh lechaka leka, for a chak, for an ordinance to the eye. Lechaka leka, an ordinance to the eye. Ule vaneka, and to thy sons, ule vaneka ad olam, for I've ad olam. With haya kia tavo ua ilha areta asher yiteni Yehova lachem ka asher diber ushamartem aeta ha evoda hazot. And it shall come to pass when ye all become to the land which Yahuwah, which Jehovah will give you, according as he hath promised, that ye all shall keep this service. Ushamartem etaha evoda hazot. Wehaya kia yomru lekema bi'nekema ma ha evoda hazot lakem. And it shall come to pass when your children, when your sons shall say to you, Ma ha evoda hazot lakem, what mean y'all ye by this service, by this evoda? Ma ha evoda hazot lakem. We emartem zebach pesachu la Yahuwah. Asher pasach ala bateya vine Yisrael b'mitzrayim b'nagfo eta mitzrayim ve'eta batenu chitzil v'aya yikoda ha'am v'aya yishetachu. That ye, that y'all shall say, Wa emartem, and y'all shall say, it is the sacrifice of Yahuwah, of Jehovah's Passover. Zebach, Pesach, hu, la Yahuwah. It is the sacrifice of Jehovah's Passover. Zebach, Pesach, hu, la Yahuwah. Asher, Pasach ala bateya vine Yisrael b'mitzrayim. For that he pass over the houses of the b'nei, of the sons of the children of Yisrael in Egypt. Asher pasach ala batey vine Yisrael b'mitzrayim. B'nagfo eta mitzrayim. When he smote the Mitzrayim, when he smote the Egyptians, b'nagpo eta Mitzrayim, and delivered I and I houses where eta bate nua chitzir, and the people bowed their head. Why yikoda ha'am, and the people bow their head. Why yikoda ha'am, and worship. Why aisha tachewu, and the children of Israel went and did so as Yahuwah, as Jehovah had commanded Moshe and Aharon. So did they. Why yelku. Wayaisu abine Israel ka'asher ziwah Yahuwah et Moshe we Aharon came also, and it came to pass at midnight. But passed over their houses.
So quickly did the Jews depart. One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia. But passed over their houses. but passed over their house. Passed over their house. Passed over their house. Passed over their instruction to the Egyptians. Instruction to the Egyptians. Instruction to the Egyptians, but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart. 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 One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia. Chanting in Hebrew, the youngest schoolboy asks, why is this night different from all others? Falasha understand the language of the Old Testament. The story of Passover is known to them all. On this night, the flight to freedom began, away from Pharaoh's Egypt, away from the angel of death that brought destruction to the Egyptians, but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart, they were forced to bake their bread unleavened. To celebrate their escape, unleavened bread is eaten by Jews everywhere on Passover Eve, 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 on Passover
Eve. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
In the land of Mitzrayim, from the firstborn of Paro, of Paro, of Paro, of Paro, of Paro, of Paro. And it came to pass, to pass, to pass, to pass, to pass, at midnight, 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 that Yahuwah, that Jah, 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 smote all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim. From the firstborn of Paro, of Pharaoh, the great house, that sat on his throne, to the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle, 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 cattle. And here, 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 the Sheshi, the sixth Aliyah of offering here for this Shabbat, Shabbat bow, Sabbath go, go in. Here from the Sefer Shemot, picking up here with the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus. Exodus chapter 12 here at verse 29 for the Sheshi, here for the Sheshi Aliyah, the sixth reading up offering right here. Vayehi ba chotzi halayla, vayehova hika kola bekora be'aretz amitzrayim mi bekora paro hayosheva Ala kiso, ada bekora hashvi yashara bereita habor with kol bekora beheima. The contest with Pharaoh, with Paro, with Pharaoh, with the great house. The tenth judgment, death of the firstborn. Hear, hear, hear for the Sheshi Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. And it came to pass at midnight, Vayehi Bachotzi Halayla. And it came to pass at night, Vayehi Bachotzi Halayla. Vayehova Hikah Kol Bekora Be'eretz Mitzrayim. That Jehovah smote, hit all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim. Wa Yehovah hika kola bekor be'eretz Mitzrayim. Mi bekor paro hayosheva ala kiso, 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 kiso. From the firstborn of Paro, from the firstborn of Pharaoh. Mia bekor paro, that sat Hayoshev on his throne, al kiso, ada bekor hashvi asher beita habor, to the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, that was in the pit. Ada bekor hashvi asher bereita habor. We call bekor beheima, and all the firstborn of the behemoth of cattle. Wayakam paro, lailahu, wikola evadayo, wikola mitraim. Watahiya, tsaaka, gadola, de mitraim. Kiena bayitash, aina sham mate. And paro and Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Mitzrayim, all the Egyptians. And there was a great cry in Egypt. Watahiyas aqa gadola b'Mitzrayim. For there was not a house where there was not one dead. Ki ein bayit asher ein sham mate. And he called for Moshe and Aharon by night and said, rise up, get you forth from among my people, both ye, y'all, and the B'nai Yisrael, and the children and the sons of Yisrael, and go serve Yahuwah, serve Jehovah, as ye, as y'all have said. Wayikra l'Moshe ul Aharon. La, 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 la. And he called for Moses and Aaron, Laila, by night, and said, Wayomer, Omo, Tsua mitok, Ami, Gamatem, Gambne Israel, Ulko, Evudo, Eti Yehovah. Rise up, Kumu, get you forth from my people. So, me talk, Ami, both ye, both y'all, Gamatem, and the B'nai Yisrael, Gam B'nai Yisrael, and go, Ulko, Ulko, and tried, Ulko, and tried, Ulko, Ivdu eti Yehovah, and serve Jehovah, k'davirkem, as y'all have said, take both your flocks and your herds, as y'all have said, and be gone, and bless me, and bless I also, gam sonikem, gam bikarkem, k'chua ka'ashara dibartem, wa lechua uwa beraketem kamoti. Take both your flocks and your herds. Gama tzonekem, gama bekarekem. As y'all have said, ka'asher dibartem, tem, 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 and be gone. Wa alekhu, wa alekhu, and be gone. Ua berakhtem, kam oti, and bless me also. Ua berakhtem, kam oti, 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 oti. And the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, were urgent upon the people to send them out of the land in haste. For they said, we are all dead men,
dead men,
dead men,
dead men, dead men.
Ki amru, kulanu metim, kulanu metim. We are now all dead men. And the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. And the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, did according to the word of Moshe. And they asked of the Egyptians, the Mitzrayim, jewels of silver, things of silver and jewels of gold, things of gold and raiment. And Yahuwah and Jehovah gave the people favor in the sight of the Mitzrayim so that they let them have what they asked. And they despoiled the Mitzrayim. Here at verse 37, redemption, second part by power, the first stage of the journey, verse 37. and the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, journeyed from Ramesses to Sukkoth, about 600,000 men on foot beside children. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds, even very much cattle. And they baked 11 cakes of the dough, which they brought forth out of Mitzrayim, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Mitzrayim and could not tarry, neither had they prepared for themselves any victual. Now, the time that the Bnei Yisrael dwelt in Mitzrayim in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that all the hosts of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, went out from the land of Mitzrayim, went out from the land of Egypt. Yatsu. Yatsu kol ha-tzivaoti Yehovah me eretz ha-mitzrayim, that all the host went out. Yatsu kol ha-tzivaot Yehovah, kol ha-tzivaoti Yehovah went out from the land me eretz mitzrayim. It was a night of watching to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, for bringing them out from the land of Mitzrayim. This same night is a night of watching to Jehovah for all the children, the sons of Israel, throughout their generation. It was a night of watching to Jehovah. Leil Shimurim. Leil Shimurim Hu La Yahuwah. Lehotzi Am Me Eretz Mitzrayim Huwa Ha Laila Hazeh La Yahuwah. Shimurim Lekol Bnei Yisrael Ledorotam. It was a night of watching. Leil Shimurim Hu La Yahuwah, to Jehovah for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This same night is a night of watching La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, for all the Bnei Yisrael throughout their generations. Lekol Bnei Yisrael ledorotam. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, said to Moshe and Aharon, this is the ordinance of HaPesach, of the Passover. There shall no alien eat thereof. Vayomer Yehovah el Moshe wa Aharon zot chukata ha-pasach kol ben nekar lo yochal ba'u. And Jehovah said to Moses, this is the ordinance of the Passover. Zot chukat Ha-pasach. There shall no alien eat thereof. Kol ben nekar lo yokal ba'u. But every man's servant that is bought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. A sojourner and a hired servant shall not eat thereof. In one house it shall be eaten. In one house shall it be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth aught of the flesh abroad out of the bait, out of the house. Neither shall ye all break a bone thereof. All the congregation, the aggregation of Israel, shall keep it. And when a stranger shall sojourn with thee, and will keep the Pesach, La Yahuwah, the Passover to Jehovah, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and keep it. and he shall be as one that is born in the land, but no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. One law shall be to him that is homeborn, homie. One law shall be to him that is homeborn and to the stranger that sojourneth among you. Torah achat, one Torah, Torah achat, yihyeh la azrach. One law, one Torah shall be to him that is la ezrach, that is homeborn. Torah achata yihyeh la ezrach, with la gera hagara be tokakem. And to the ger, the stranger that sojourneth, we la ger hagar de tokem, that sojourneth among y'all. Thus, like this, did all the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of children of Israel, as Yahuwah Jehovah commanded Moshe and Aharon. So did they. And it came to pass the selfsame day that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, did bring the Bnei Yisrael out of the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, by their hosts. Vayehi be'etzem hayom hazeh, hotzi Yahuwah et Bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, Allah Sivo
Otam. My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Before your presence be staying, Lord, watch over our shoulders tonight and help us live our words tomorrow. Let's not forget where we're from, Father, show us the way to go. You said I must love and feed my enemies and I'm gonna do it. Said I shouldn't hate or grudge and I won't, not even for a minute. Let only truth come from my lips, bless our souls, cause without you we can't make it. Lord, watch over our shoulders tonight.
Selassie is our master, yeah, for the enemies are confounded. That's the bar.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear for the Shavi'i. For the Shavi'i. Hear for the seventh Aliyah. The seventh of offering, offering up, going up here. Seventh reading here for this Shabbat, Shabbat bow. Here from the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Here from the Sefer Shemot. Here picking up with Exodus chapter 13 for the Shavi'i, for the Shavi'i, for the seventh reading, seventh up offering, seventh Aliyah. Parenthetical, the firstborn set apart for Yahuwah, for Jehovah. Vaydaber Yahuwah il Moshe lemor. And Jehovah spoke to Moshe, to Moses, Lamor, saying, Kadesh li, kola bekora peter, kola rechem, vivne Israel, ba Adam, ua vab heima li, sanctify, Kadesh li, sanctify to me, Kadesh li, sanctified I all the firstborn.
whatsoever openeth the womb,
the womb,
the womb,
the womb,
the womb, among the Bnei Yisrael,
both
of man and of beasts, it's mine. Kadesh li, kol bekora, peter, kol rechem, vivnei Yisrael, ba adam, u avab heima li,
who.
And Moshe said to Ha'am, to the people, remember,
remember,
this
remember,
day,
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 day, day, zakor eta hayom hazeh, remember this day in which ye y'all came out from Egypt, Mitzrayim, came out from Mitzrayim, out of the house of bondage, for by strength of hand, Yahweh, Jehovah, brought you y'all out from this, from this,
from this.
There shall no leavened bread be eaten. Vayomer Moshe il ha'am. And Moses said to ha'am, to the people, Zakor, remember, Zakor, remember, Zakor, et hayom hazeh, remember this day, Asher, Yitzatem Mitzrayim, in which y'all came out from Mitzrayim. Asher Yitzatem Mitzrayim Mibeita Evadim. Kiyabir Chozek 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 Yad 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 Bechozek Yad, by a strong hand, for by strength of hand, Jehovah brought y'all out from this place. Zakor et hayom hazeh, asher yitzatem mimitzrayim, mi beit avadim, house of bondage, mi beit avadim, ki bechozek yad hotzi Yahweh etkem mizeh v'lo ye'achel chametz, for by strength of hand, ki bechozek yad 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 Jehovah brought y'all out from this place, hotzi Yahweh etkem mizeh 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 mizeh. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. With law ye akel chameit 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 chameit. This day came y'all out in the month Abib. Hayom atem yotzaim b'chodesh Ha-Aviv, this day, Hayom,
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 Hayom, this day ye, y'all, Atem,
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 came out,
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 out, out. This day, y'all, go forth,
go forth,
go forth,
Atem,
Atem,
Yotzaim,
B'chodesh Ha-Aviv. In the month Aviv, in the month Aviv, B'chodesh Aviv,
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 and it shall be when Yahuwah, when Jehovah shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, which he sware to thy fathers, to thy patriarchs, to give thee a land flowing with milk and honey, that thou shalt keep this service in this month, in this moon. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and in the seventh day shall be a feast, La Yahuwah, to
Jehovah.
Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and there shall no leavened bread be seen with thee, neither shall there be leaven seen with thee in all thy quarters. And thou shalt shew thy son in that day, saying, this is done because of that which Yahweh, which Jehovah did to me,
when I came forth, me Mitzrayim, with Higadta le'rinika bayom ha'hu le'mor ba'evor zeh asah Yahuwah li b'feiti yami Mitzrayim, and thou shalt tell, with Higadta, and thou shalt tell thy son, with Higadta le'rinika bayom ha'hu, thou shalt tell thy son in that day, le'mor, saying, ba'evor zeh, asah Yahuwah li. It is because of that which Yahuwah, which Jehovah did for me. Asah Yahuwah li b'feiti mi Mitzrayim, when I came forth Mitzrayim, from Mitzrayim, from Egypt,
from Kemet,
and it shall be for a sign to thee, the eye upon thine hand, and for a memorial between thine eyes, that Yahuwah, that Jehovah's law, that Yahuwah's Torah may be in thy mouth. For with a strong hand, a strong yad, hath Yahuwah Jehovah brought thee, mi Mitzrayim, out of Egypt. With haya leka leot al yadeka, ua lezikarona beina aineka, lema'ana tihye torat Yahuwah, befika kia beyad chazaka, ho tziaka Yahuwah mi Mitzrayim, and it shall be for a sign. Wehaya lika leot, it shall be for a sign to the eye. Wehaya lika leot al yadeka, upon thy yad, upon thy hand, al yadeka, ua le zikaron, and for a zikaron, a memorial, ua le zikaron bein aineka, and for a zikaron between thine eyes, ula zikaron bein aineka, le ma'ana tihye torat Yahuwah,
B'fika,
that the Torah of Jehovah may be in thy mouth. L'ma'an, tihye Torat, Yahuwah, b'fika, ki b'yada chizaka, hotziaka, Yahuwah, mi Mitzrayim. For with a strong hand, ki b'yada chizaka, for with a strong hand hath Yahuwah, hath Jehovah brought thee, the eye, Hotziakai Yahuwah, out of Egypt, mi Mitzrayim.
Thou, the eye.
Thou shalt therefore keep this ordinance in his season from year to year. With Shamarta, Eta ha chukah hazot le mo e daha miya mayima yamima. Thou shalt keep this ordinance in its in her season,
in her season
from year to year. Thou shalt keep this ordinance. This chukat hazot, thou shalt keep this ordinance in her season from year to year. With shamarta etaha chukah hazot le moedaha miya yamima yamimah, and it shall be when Jehovah shall bring the eye into the land of the Canaanites, as he sware to the eye and to thy fathers, thy patriarchs, and shall give it the eye,
that thou shalt set apart, like Yahuwah, to Jehovah, all that openeth the matrix, and every firstling that cometh of a beast which thou hast. The males shall be Yahuwah's, the males shall be Jehovah's. With ha-ibarta kola petera rechema la Yahuwah, with kola petera shagera b'heima shara yihyeh lika ha-zikarima la Yahuwah, that thou shalt set apart to Jehovah all that openeth the womb, all that openeth the matrix, 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 matrix. With ha-ibarta kola peter rechem, all that openeth the womb, kola peter rechem, all that openeth the matrix, kola peter rechem, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. We call a petera shagera bihema, every firstling that is a male which thou hast coming of a beast shall be Yahuwah, shall be Jehovah's. We call a petera shagera bihema asher yihyehelika ha zikarim la Yahuwah, la Yahuwah, la Yahuwah, and every firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb. And if thou will not redeem it, then thou shalt break his neck. And all the firstborn of man among thy children, among thy sons, shalt thee redeem. Wikola petera Chamora tisfideh bitseh w'ima lo tisfideh w'irafeto w'kola bikora adam b'vaneka tisfideh, and every firstling of an ass w'kola petera chamora thou shalt redeem with a lamb. And if thou wilt not redeem it with im lo tifideh, then shalt thou break its neck. And all the firstborn of man with kola bikor adam, and all the firstborn of Adam, we call a bikor Adam among thy sons, thou shalt redeem, shalt thou the I redeem, tifideh. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear right here, hear for the maftir. Here for the Maftir reading for this Shabbat Bow. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus, and here from the Sefer Shemot, Exodus chapter 13, here at 14, verse 14 for the Maftir reading here for this Shabbat Bow, Sabbath go in. With Haya, Kia Yisha Aleka, Vineka Mahara Lemor Mazot We Amarta Elayo Be Chozek Ayat Hotzianu Yahuwah Mimitzrayim Mi Beit Vadim. And it shall be when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, what this? That thou shalt say to him, by strength of hand, Yahuwah, Jehovah brought I and I, mi Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, out of Kemet, from the house of bondage. Wehaya, kia, yisha'alka, and it shall be when
asking of the eye, vineka, the eye son, and it shall be when the eye son, vineka, shall ask of the eye, asketh the eye in time to come, saying, with haya, kia yishaleka, vineka, ma har lemor, what is this?
Mazot.
What is this? Mazot. With hamarta elayo, thou, the I shalt say to him. With hamarta elayo, bechozek yad. Bechozek yad, by strength of hand, by a strong hand. Bechozek yad, by a strong yad. Bechozek yad. Hotzianu, bringing I and I out, Yahuwah, Jehovah. Hotzianu, Yahuwah, mi Mitzrayim. By strength of hand, Jehovah brought I and I, mi Mitzrayim, out of Egypt. Mi Beit Ivadim, from the house of the Ibadim. Mi Beit Ibadim, from the house of bondage. And it came to pass when Pharaoh, the great house, would hardly let make I and I go, that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, slew all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of beast. Therefore, I sacrifice La Yahuwah to Jehovah all that openeth the matrix, being males, but all the firstborn of my children, of thy children, of thy sons, I redeem. Wayehi yakiya hikasha faro li shalachenu wayayahiroga yahwa kola bekora be eretam Mitzrayim miya bekora adam. We ada bekora behema al kain ani zo beach la Yahuwah kola petera rechem ha zekarim we kola bekora banai efedeh. And it came to pass why he when Pharaoh would hardly let make I and I go, kia hikasha Pharaoh li shalachenu, that Yahuwah slew, why Yahirogi Yahuwah, that Jehovah slew, why Yahirog Yahuwah kola bekora de eretz Mitzrayim, slew all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim. Mia bekora adama wa ada bekora behema. Both the firstborn of Adam, of man, and the firstborn of behema, of beasts. Al kain, therefore, I, zobeach, sacrifice la Yahuwah to Jehovah, kolav petera rechem, all that openeth the womb, all that openeth the matrix, kolav petera rechem, ha zikarim, being males, ha zikarim, with kol bekor banai, efedeh, all the firstborn of my sons, with kolav bekor banai, I redeem, efedeh, and it shall be for a token upon thine hand, and for frontlets between thine eyes, for by strength of yad, Yahuwah, Jehovah, brought I and I forward, mi Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim. With hayal ota ala yadika ula tot afota baina aineka kia bi chozeka yad ho si anu Yahuwah mi Mitzrayim. and it shall be for a sign. Wahaya le'ot. It shall be for an ot. Wahaya le'ot. It shall be for a sign. Al yadka upon thy hand. Al yadka. Ula totafot. And for frontlets. Ula totafot bein aineka. Between thine eyes. Bein aineka. Ki for bechozek yad, for by strength of yad, by strength of hand. Ki bechozek yad. Bringing I and I forth. Yahuwah Jehovah. Hotzianu Yahuwah Mimitzrayim. For by strength of hand, Jehovah brought I and I forth. Forward. Mimitzrayim. Out of Egypt. And here fulfills the aliyot, the going ups from HaTorah here for this Shabbat bo, Sabbath go in. Kavur l'kalu, kavur l'dintzlu, kavur l'chaylu, glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Kavur l'abinu, l'melkenu, glory be to Einai Father, Einai King. Kavur l'kedamawi, chay l'selassie, glory be to the first power of the Trinity. B'shem Yeshua ha-Moshiach. Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Jump!
Rastafari.
Jump!
Rastafari.
Baruch atah Yahweh. Eloheinu melech haolam. Asher natan lanu Torat emet Vayeolam natei Vatokanu Baruch atah Yahweh Notein ha-Torah Sheina.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Here the bracha. The bracha. Here the blessing for the reading of the Haftarah. The prophet's reading right here.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam.
Asher b'char b'nebiim tobim v'ratzach b'debreihim ha'ne'amarim b'emet. Baruch atah Adonai ha'bocher b'torach u'moshe abdo u'b'Israel ammo u'b'nebiei ha'emet v'atzelik. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book of the Prophets, Jeremiah 46, verses 13 to 46:28. That's in my Abba, Wawa, let do, Sahadu, Amlak. The word that Yahweh Baruch Hu spake to Jeremiah the prophet, be how Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, should come and smite the land of Egypt. Declare ye in Egypt, and publish in Migdal, and publish in North, and in Tapanhes. Say ye, stand fast to prepare thee, for the sword shall devour round about thee. Why are thy violent men swept away? They stood not because Yahweh did drive them. He made many to fall. Yea, one fell upon another. And they said, arise and let us go again to our own people and to the land of our nativity from the oppressing sword. They cried there, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is but a noise. He hath passed the time appointed. As I live, saith the king, the Negus, whose name is Yahweh of hosts, Yahweh Zapaot, Baruch Hu. Surely as Tabor is among the mountains, the Tararuch, and as Carmel by the sea, so shall he come. O thou daughter dwelling in Egypt, furnish thyself to go into captivity, for North shall be waste and desolate without an inhabitant. Egypt is like a very fair heifer, but destruction cometh. It cometh out of the north. Also her hired men are in the midst of her like fatted bullocks. For they also are turned back and are fled away together. They did not stand, because the day of the calamity was come upon them, and the time of their visitation. The voice thereof shall go like a serpent, for they shall march with an army and come against her with axes as hewers of wood. They shall cut down her force, saith Yahweh Baruch Hu, blessed be he. Though it cannot be searched, because they are more than the grasshoppers and are innumerable. The daughter of Egypt shall be confounded. She shall be delivered into the hand of the people of the north. Yahweh Zabaoth Baruch Hu, Ha'Elohim Zayisrael, saith, behold, I will punish the multitude of Noah and Pharaoh and Egypt, with their Elohim and their kings, even Pharaoh and all them that trust in him. And I will deliver them into the hand of those that seek their lives, and into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of his servants. And afterward it shall be inhabited, as in the days of old, saith Yahweh Baruch Hu. But fear not, thou, O my servant Jacob, and be not dismayed, O Israel. For behold, I will save thee from afar off, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return and be in rest and at ease, and none shall make him afraid. Fear thou not, O Jacob, my servant, saith Yahweh Baruch Hu, for I am with thee, for I will make a full end of all the nations where I have driven thee, but I will not make a full end of thee, but correct thee in measure. Yet will I not leave thee wholly unpunished. Amen. Kebolet kwalu, kebolet dimsu, kebolet hailu, Kibor Ketamawi Haile Selassie Jarastafari Yeshua Shalom.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarut Shel Habarit Ha Hadasha. Baruch Ata Adonai Notain Habarit Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan, Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 15. Boa. Enter. Go in. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, verse 7 through 30, and the first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 20 through 34. We begin, B'shem Ha'ab, Wehabin, Weruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Luke chapter 22, preparation of the Passover, verse 7, Zain, verse 8, Chet, verse 9, Tet, verse 10, Yod, verse 11, Yod Aleph. Vayaboa Yom HaMatzot Asher Yizbach Bo HaPesach. Vayishlach et Petros ve'et Yochanan le'mor leku ve'hakinu lanu et ha'pisach ve'nokela. Vayomru elayu eispo tachpots ve'nakin oto. Vayomer aleihem hine atem ba'im ha'ira ufaka etkem ish noseir Tafachat Maim Laku Acharayu El Habeit Asher Yaboa Bo Wa Amartem El Baal Habeit Ko Amar Laka Harab Aye Hamalun Asher Okla Sham Et HaPesach Im Talmidai. Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, Go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat. And they said to him, Where wilt thou that we prepare? And he said to them, Behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in. And ye shall say to the good man of the house, The master saith to thee, Where is thy guest chamber, where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall shew you a large upper room furnished. There, make ready. And they went and found as he had said to them, and they made ready the Passover. The Lord's Passover, Adonai's Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said to them, With desire, I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of Elohim. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you,
I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of Elohim shall come. The Lord's Supper instituted. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave to them saying, this is my body that is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood that is shed for you. Yeshua, Jesus announces his betrayal. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. And truly, the Son of Man goeth, as it was determined. But woe to that man by whom he is betrayed. And they began to inquire among themselves, which of them it was that should do this thing. The strife, which should be greatest? And there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. And he said to them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But he shall not be so, but he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief as he that does serve. For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat or he that serveth? Is not he that sitteth at meat? But I am among you as he that serveth. The apostles' place in the future kingdom. Ye are they that have continued with me in my temptations, and I appoint to you a kingdom as my Father has appointed to me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Disorders at Adonai's table rebuked. Verse 20, Kaf. Verse 21, Kaf Aleph. Verse 22, Kaf Beit. Wata. Kasher te'asfu yachad ein zeh le'akol se'udato shel ha'adon ki kol echad makdim lakachat se'udato b'shat ha'akila wezeh yarab wezeh yishtakar haki ein lakem batim le'akol wezistot O ha-tabuzu et kahal Elohim, u-tabayishu et mi she'ayin lo. Ma omar lakem ha-alzot, ha-shabeach etkem aineinu mishabeach. When ye are come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat ha-adon's supper. This is not to eat the Lord's supper. For in eating, everyone taketh before other his own supper, and one is hungry, and another is drunken. What? Have ye not houses to eat and drink in? Or despise ye the church of Elohim, and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. The order and meaning of Ha'adon's table. The order and meaning of the Lord's table. For I have received of Ha'adon that which also I deliver to you, that Ha'adon Yeshua, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body that is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do shew Ha'adon's death. You shew the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of Ha'adon unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Ha'adon. But let a man examine himself,
And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning Ha'adon's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of Ha'adon, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together to condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Kaburulakalu, Kaburuladimtu, Kaburulakhailu, Kaburulakeramawi, Haile Selase, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Exiavi, Mesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos.
Dejana, Dejana was Adonai Israel. Dejana, Adonai, I think he's working along with was Solomon Jabi. That tune right there, Adonai, featuring Israel Dejana. Israel Dejana. Check it out, check it out. Here we have today's, for the first day. Here we have Psalm 73. Also some overflow from the 114th Psalm, the Sabbath Psalm here in the season, corresponding with the Shabbat, you know, this Shabbat Torah portion. But here. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 73, give ear to the psalm.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 73. Truly, God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out of them. And they say, how doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castedst them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation, as in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terror. As a dream when one awaketh, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a-whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works, 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 thy works.
And here today's daily psalm here for this first day coming in. We have Psalm 73 according to the royal order. And so here, just the intro. It's a trial of faith, an intro to today's daily psalm, and then we pick up with the overflow from 114 that has the Exodus theme and the Midrash. Got to hear this Midrash right here, the third, fourth, and the fifth portions of the Midrash. But first, right here, today's the incoming psalm, Psalm 73, a trial of faith, of a true emuna, admittance, trust.
Shalom, Habarim, the last Shabbat in the season, Shana Torah, brothers and sisters here, right, for this Shabbat, this day, testifying to the writing up of the Sefer Tehillim in this time, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have Psalm 73, Ayin Gimel, and beginning book 3. Of the Psalter, beginning book 3, containing Psalms LXXIII, Psalm 73, which begins the third book The third book of the Psalms, the third book of Psalms. The book of Psalms, like the law of Moshe, the law of Moses, has five books. And here we are in the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Deuteronomy, the Sefer Devarim. Now here for today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have the psalm that's themed Trial of Faith, Trial of the Emuna, Trial of the Imnet, the Emuna, Imnet, Faith, Trust, Admittance, right? Trust, Credit, right? Admitting as Truth, right? Admitting as Truth, Faith, the Emuna, the Trial of the Haimanot, the Haimanot, the Living Faith, say the True Religion, the Living Faith, the Emuna. The Emuna Hebraically reflected in the royal Amharic by the Imnet. That's a subjective aspect upon the object, the Amen. So it's the trial of the Haimanot, of the faith, to contend earnestly for the faith that was once delivered to the saints, to the set apart ones, the Hasidim, the Kedoshim, the faith once delivered to the saints, to contend earnestly for the faith. This is a trial of faith in today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Roe, shepherd, after the order of Melchizedek, of Melchizedek, king of righteousness, king of peace, the righteous king. Weep not, behold, the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, Kedemawi, Haile Selassie, prevailing to open the book, to loose the seven seals thereof. So we open the book and we take a look, and here we're opening the book at book three of the Sefer Tehillim, of the Psalter, of the Book of Psalms, the Mezmure David. And here we have, beginning off book three, and book three contains Psalms 73 to Psalm 89, Psalm LXXIII to Psalm LXXXIX. And here we begin with the first psalm in book three, in the third book of the Psalms, Psalm 73, the Ayin Gimel, Psalm LXXIII, Psalm 73, Trial of Faith, Trial of the Emuna, of the Imnet, of the Haimanot, of the Living Faith, the Outspoken Confession. Check the Psalms in this season according to the royal order. Here we have an outspoken confession of a man whose faith had been sorely tested, is narrated in this intensely human document. His mind was deeply perturbed by the sight of the wicked, the ratchet men, triumphing, flourishing, bigging up them ratchet, wicked selves. Here we have the end. This psalm is themed as the end of the wicked, contrasted with that of the righteous. So what is the end of the ratchet, the end of the wicked, the Rishaim? And what is the contrast? We have a contrast right here with the end of the fulfillment of the righteous. Psalm 73, a trial of faith. All seem to be well with the ratchet, doesn't it? All seems to be well with the wicked, the downpresser man, the ratchet, the wicked. All seems to be well with them. Their defiance of Ha'Elohim, defiance of Jah, it doesn't seem to have brought them no setbacks. The defiance of Jah, way, truth, and life doesn't seem to bring them any setbacks, whereas the righteous, the tzaddikim, habarim, suffered, right? Even for conscience sake, the righteous suffered. In his distress of spirit of irid, he betook himself to the holy place, to the sanctuary, to the mekdes, to the kodesh, to the sanctuary. And there that his faith, right, his faith, his haimanot, his living faith, his liberty, his admittance, his credo, his credit, his yea and amen, admitting as truth in the true way and life, his faith was restored, that renewing of his faith. So the assurance here, we have the assurance then, it came to him, and may it come to I and we, Habarim, brothers and sisters and others that give ear to hear that divine retribution, is and was. See, this is a psalm of Asaph, a Mizmor le Asaph, a psalm of Asaph. the assurance coming to I and we that divine, the divine retribution is and will be a reality as it was a reality for those who testify in today's daily psalm according to the royal order. So in subject matter, this mizmor, this chant, this intonation is akin to the XXXVII, akin to Psalm 37, to XLIX, to Psalm 49, and to XCIV, to Psalm 94. So this psalm, in its subject matter, right, the word, sound, power, is akin to Psalm 37, Psalm 49, and Psalm 94. The trial, right, a testing, right, of the hymenot, of the living faith, right, of the walking it out, walking out that faith that I speak, I and I admit, in liberty, in reality. There's that trial, and there's that trial even as if by fire, the trial of the emuna, the trial of the imnet, today's daily psalm, Psalm 73. So this is the wisdom, this is the chokmah, this is a wisdom psalm. A wisdom chant, a wisdom intonation, chokmah, right? In the Hebrew, the tibeb mezmur, right? This is a chokmah mezmur, a wisdom psalm. The psalmist in I and we offers anaphora, offering up a personal testimony, personal witness, personal testimony of his struggle, of I's struggle with the age-old problem. What is the age-old problem? It's the problem of Why the prosperity of the ratchet, of the wicked? Why do the wicked, the rishaim, why do the wicked, the ratchet, why do they prosper? This is the struggle, right? This is the tigger, the struggle, right, with this age-old problem, this chigger, right, this chigger. And this song brings us in the fullness of that chigger yellow when we come to that fuller fulfillment of the assurance, right, the assurance that must come to I and we in the innermost of the innocence in the holy place. Recall that he was in his spirit, was in distress, and he betook himself. He had to take himself away from that into the holy place in Jah grace to solve this age-old problem in his struggle, in I's struggle. And the age-old problem is why? The prosperity of the ratchet. As he observed evil men, observing evil men, wicked men, ratchet men prospering, he wondered, and I do too, right, if a John-like, right, a John-like lifestyle and liberty really, does John Way Truth and Life really pay off? One will say, well, look at the wicked, the ratchet. They are prospering in their wickedness and their ratchetness, right, their ratchetry, right, they're prospering in that. So what about the righteous? What about the tzaddikim, right, the tzaddikan, right? What about them? Do they prosper? It seems as though the goodly, right, the goodly liberty doesn't pay off. This is an age-old problem. It's a right now. It's a real world, right? So reflecting, as he did, reflecting upon spiritual truths, right? What be the first, right, principles of the oracle, right, of the oracle, word, sound, and power of Ha Elohim, the true God, the true good? Must reflect upon the iritical, the spiritual truths, right, and the spiritual realities. You know, people talk about your truth, my truth. That's nonsense. It's only your truth is he who be, who he be's truth. Right? The truth is the truth. No such thing as your truth, my truth. People playing games. We're playing games. See, there's the spiritual truths, the spiritual realities. We must be reminded, must call to mind the Hazkir, right, as a previous daily psalm in this season calls to mind. Remember Psalm 38, the previous psalm in the season. Now we're here at 73. Must be reminded, must call to mind that the prosperity of the Rishaim, the ratchet, is only temporary. Here today, gone tomorrow. Jah will eventually, in his own time, space, continuum, in that event horizon, eventually vindicate Amor, vindicate Hizbul, vindicate his people, vindicate Jah people. So we have a wisdom, a chokmah psalm, a wisdom psalm. The psalm, it appears to focus on an individual's concern, on the indivisible dual, on the individual, on the I, right? On I concern. It doesn't appear to focus on the situation of Israel, of John people.
But remember, call each Israel, all of Israel, as one man. In the season leading up to atonement, at one man Tav, at one man's cross, one man's mark. Right, remember that. Right? This introduction, some say, maybe a later addition designed to apply the psalmist's message, not just to an individual I, but to I and I. To both the I, right, and to I and I. See, this is where even Nitzavim, Chabrim, Nitzavim, Atem, Nitzavim, you all, one standing. Atem, you all male, one standing. Three times in the year shall all the males, the Zakar of Israel, appear, right, in the place where Yahuwah has placed his name, where the Hashem is placed, appear three times in the year. Right, so that sense there of Atem Nitzavim, you all one standing, and coming to the fuller full of that verse, even from Shabbat Nitzavim, Parashat Nitzavim, says, Kol Ish Yisrael. Some translate as all men of Israel, but no, it says, Kol all Ish, all one man, Yisrael, the corporate body, right, the corporate body, with the head, the Rosh, the Ras, the Father, the head, the Moshiach, the King Messiah. So he is I and I head, and we are the body. So we get to see even right here is the fourth telling, right, the fourth telling of that type, right, that type fulfilled in the Brit Chadash, the renewed covenant. So both the I and the I and I and I, the I and I and I, to provide a better parallel, right, a better parallel. We'll get into this first line, and then we'll check out the second line. Let's ride up a little bit on the intro right here. From the Sefer Tehillim, from the Psalter, the Book of Psalms, chapter 73, the Ayin Gimel, Psalm LXX, III, Psalm 73.
Psalm 73, a trial of faith, the testing of that emuna, that admittance, that credit, that faith. Hear, that line there was about take myself, got to take myself away. Right? You ever feel that way? You got to take yourself away from these situations, you know, these situations and these and those times. So right here, let's share this right here just momentarily. Then we're going to braid this right here with the 114 because of the Midrash themes, how it brings out some important aspects of the study. But here, take myself, I and I self away as a rhema tune for Psalm 73, trial of faith.
Woo! You're still taking what's not yours. Greedy though you got more. Switching on me now, snitching on me now. Picking up dirty attitudes. What's your future then? I'm not sure. Now you lurk on every corner, trying to make a dollar from them quarters. Thought you were my friend, give an helping hand. Proved to be my enemy, I can't even trust anyone. I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life so free. Seems you downwards, nothing good for real. I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life so free. Seems you downwards, nothing good for real. Waste no time on you, not behaving yourself up in a crime on you. Now there's a fine in you. Now tell me what you gonna do. Willing to help but not to win you this thing. Stupid things to do, I just can't believe. Seems you don't know. Remember life carries its own fate. I was there to motivate you. Seems you don't appreciate it. What is it that generates you to do the bad things that do? I really hate it. I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life so free. Seems you don't want nothing good for real. I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life so free. Seems you don't want nothing good for real. The world is getting dangerous. Sickness and disease are very contagious. All these bad things happening just ain't for us. God help us out, can you pray for us? I've got to protect my life.
When you hate each other, you don't know what you're doing to me. If I allow this corruption, it's only ruining me. I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life so free. Seems you don't want nothing good for real. I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life so free. Seems you don't want nothing good for real. I was there to motivate you. Seems you don't appreciate it. What is it that generates you to do the bad things you do? I really hate it. I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life so free. Seems you don't want nothing good for real. I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life so free. Seems you don't want nothing good for real. I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life so free. Seems you don't want nothing good for real.
Yes, yes, yes. Take myself, I and myself away. Ancient Relixir, he says, I was there to motivate you. When we look at the word chazak, in the Hebrew sense of the translated hardening, to encourage, even the kabad, you know, to make glorious, honorable, or even heavy in that sense. Was there to motivate Paro. People say, wait, he hardened his heart, but he was there to encourage him, motivate him. You know, even make him rich and honorable, as he says. He made him big up, you know, for his sake. But Paro himself didn't want to give any respect. It's almost like once praise you, and then you start praising yourself. And once praise you, and for a good thing, you should praise Yah. But here, let's ride up right here. Have a little overflow right here, 114, as it corresponds to this Torah portion and these Torah portions here in the second book, known as Exodus. 2-1 right here. Hebrew and English, KJV.
Mizmor Kuf Yud Dalet.
Psalm 114.
Mizmor Kuf Yud
Dalet. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language.
Bet Zet Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, Bet Yaakov me'am lo'ez.
Judah was his sanctuary, and Israel his dominion.
Hayeta Yehuda lekotcho, Yisrael mamshelotav.
The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back.
Hayam ra'a vayanos, hayarden yisov le'ahor.
The mountains skipped like rams, and the little hills like lambs.
Heharim rakedu che'elim, geva'ot kivnetzon.
What ails thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest? Thou Jordan, that thou wast driven back.
Ma lecha hayam titanus, hayarden tisov leahor.
Ye mountains that ye skipped like rams, and ye little hills like lambs.
Eharim kirkedu che'elim, geva'ot kivnetzon.
Tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, the God of Jacob.
Milifne Adon Huli Aretz, milifne Eloah Yaakov.
which turned the rock into a standing water, the flint into a fountain of water.
Ahofechi hatsur agam mayim halamish le mayeno mayim.
And so here, third and fourth, we share the first and the second after Shabbat podcast for Psalm 114, the Exodus Psalm, third and fourth. Take note, Chavarim, Chavarim, Shema Yisrael.
B'yah is his title. B'yah, Shem. B'yah is his title. B'yah. B'yah is his title. B'yah, Shema, 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 Shema. B'yah is his title. B'yah, Shema. B'yah is his title. Here. Psalm 68, Hebraically the fifth verse. B'yah, Shema, Shema, Shema. By his name, literally here. Midrash note here, by his name, Yah, B'yah Shemo. B'yah is his title. Rav Yehuda, the prince. Rav Judah, not Rav Yehuda, the compiler of the Mishnah, but his grandson, known as Rav Yehuda the second, known as Rav Yehuda HaNasi, Rav Yehuda the prince. Rav Judah the prince, he asked Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, what does B'yah is his title, B'yah Shemo, mean? Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, he replied, you know of no place that does not have a noteworthy man appointed as magistrate to redress official wrongs. And who is appointed to redress such wrongs in the world? It is, if one dare speak thus, like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, for B'yah is His title, B'yah Shemo, cannot be understood unless it is read not B'yah, but B'yah, the magistrate who redresses official wrongs. Here, Midrash note, from the Greek, from the Koine, Bia is power. Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'elohim, is described as, quote, he who wields power, Biastes, that, according to a suggestion, for that and I am indebted to Dr. Saul Lieberman, this is the equivalent to the Latin, quote, Defensor civitatis, or defensor loci. In the later period of the empire, this was the title of a magistrate in the provincial cities whose chief duty was to afford protection against oppression, rephrase, against downpression on the part of the governor. Here, a reference to Harper's Latin Dictionary, defensor. So here, in the Midrash, right here, Bia, the magistrate who redresses official wrongs, Bia is his title. Then Rav Yehuda HaNasi, Rav Judah the Prince, said to Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Samuel bar Nachmani, when I ask of the sages, alas, that they are gone and have not been replaced. The meaning of B'yah, how well they answered. For when I asked Rav Eliezer, he did not answer as you did, but said, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, created two worlds with two letters, two Hebraic letters, as is said even in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4, with Yah, the Lord created worlds. Ki B'Yah, Yahuwah, Or Olamim. For the Lord is God and everlasting rock. Hear, Midrash note on this. Literally, for the Lord is God and everlasting rock. Hebraically, Ki B'Yah, Yahuwah, Or Olamim. The Hebrew is literally in Yah is Yahuwah. The Hebrew here, ki, for, bi, ya, Yahuwah. In ya, bi, ya, is Yahuwah, is Yahuwah, is Jehovah, he who be, who he be. The grammarians term this use of the preposition bet, or beth, in, Hebraically, bet, beth, in. They term this, the grammarians term this, the bait of essence, the bait of essence, the best of essence. Ki b'yah Yahuwah Sor Olamim. For in Yah is Yahuwah Sor Olamim, an everlasting and eternal rock, a rock of ages, Sor Olamim. Or rock, olamim, of worlds, of ages. Ki, b'yah, Yahuwah, sor, olamim. So here you hear the bait, or the beth, Hebrew beth, and from an English perspective, beth, or bait, the bait of essence, the bait essentia, the essential beth, or the bait, the beth of essence. Beit being house, Hebraically, and beit or bat being daughter. The beth of essence, the beit essentia, the essential beit. Therefore, when it is said with Yah, Yahuwah created worlds, Sor Olamim, from Yishayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 26 and 4, that is to say, that is, created worlds with the letters Yod and He, But we do not know whether this world was created with the He, and the Olam Haba, the world to come, with the Yod, or whether this world was created with the Yod, and the Olam Haba with the Hey, Hebraically the Yod of Yah and the Hey of Yah. But since Scripture says, even Bereshit in Genesis 2 and 4, these are the generations of the heaven and of the earth. Behibarim. And here, Bereshith, Genesis chapter 2, Hebraically the fourth verse. Eile toldot hashamayim v'haaretz behibar am. When they were created, behibar am. Now, what's interesting right here, if you look at the Masoretic text, the hay is much smaller after the bait essentia, the bait of essence. So we have the bait, the B, and then we have a small hay, he, or he, behibar am, when they were created, behibar am. Here. Eile toldot hashemayim v'haretza. Behibar am. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth, the earthly plane, when they were created. Behibar am. So hear, hear, hear. Genesis chapter 2, verse 4. That is bait, the bait, the Hebrew B, with. And hey, the letter hey, the H. And the bait, the resh, the resh, the resh, the resh, the aleph, and the mim, and the aleph, and the mim. Bar-am, bar-am. Bihi bar-am. Bihi bar-am. Bar-am, he created them. Bihi bar-am. Therefore, with the letter hey, ha-Elohim created the heavens and the earth and the earthly plane. And since this world was created with the letter hey, hey, the Olam Haba was created with the letter Yod.
Yod.
Even as the letter hey, Hebraically, is open at the bottom and closed on top, so this world and all it contains will go down into the grave. The upward pointing serif at the top of the letter, Hebraically, however, this intimates the resurrection, the tichiyat, the resurrection of the dead. The world to come, the Olam Haba, was created with the letter, the Hebrew letter Yod, the Hebrew letter Yod. Some say Yud, Hebraically, the letter Yod. And even as the shape of the Yod is bent, so in the Olam Haba, in the world to come, the pride of Harasha, the ratchet, the Rishayim, shall be brought low. Here, 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 Midrash note, shall be brought low. The parallel is found in the Genesis Rabbah 12 and 4 and the Bereishit Rabbah 12 and 4. The world to come, the Olam Haba, was created with the letter Yod. And even as the shape, Hebraically, of the Yod is bent, so in the Olam Haba, the world to come, the pride of Harasha, the Rishayim, the ratchet, and the ratchet ones shall be brought low. And they shall be pale. They shall be pale with shame. As it is said even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 17, and the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the loftiness of man shall be bowed down. Wishach gabahuta ha'adam, and the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and shall be bowed down. Shall be bowed down, the loftiness of man, of Adam. The loftiness of Adam shall be bowed down. With shach, gabahut ha-adam. When David saw ha-kadosh, that ha-kadosh, baruch hu, when David, the well-beloved, saw that ha-kadosh, the holy one, the sanctified one, the set apart one, the Isla one, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, created two worlds with these two letters, these two Hebraic letters. He began to praise Ha'el, Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God, with them, saying, praise Yah, hallelujah, praise ye Yah. Praise he who be,
he who be,
he who be. Bitzeta Yisrael mimitzrayim, when Israel came forth out of Egypt. Bitzeta Yisrael mimitzrayim. In Exodus saying, Bitzeta or Bitzeta Yisrael, when Yisrael exodus mimitzrayim, from Mitzrayim, from Egypt. Rav Eliazar HaKapar taught for reasons were the Bnei Yisrael, were the sons, the children of Israel, redeemed Mimitzrayim, from Mitzrayim, from Egypt, from Kemet. They did not change their names. They did not change their language. They did not reveal their secrets. And they were not wanton. They were not wanton, wanti. For four reasons, Rav Eliazar HaKapar taught, for four reasons were the B'nai Yisrael redeemed Mimitzrayim from Egypt, from Mitzrayim. One, they did not change their names. Two, they did not change their language. Three, they did not reveal their secrets. And four, they were not wanton. They did not change their names, their shemot, their names. The verses in Numbers, Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 26, verse 7, these are the families of the Reubenites. And the verse in Numbers, Bamidbar, chapter 26, verse 14, that reads, these are the families of the Shimeonites, This proves that when they came down to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, their names, their Shemot, were Reuben and Shimon, were Reuben and Simeon. And when they came forth, Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, their names were still Reuben and Shimon, Reuben and Simeon. They did not change their language. They continued to speak their sacred language, as is said even here in today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Yod Dalet, Kof Yod Dalet, Kof Yod Dalet, Psalm 114, verses 1 to 2, that reads, when the house of Yaakov of Jacob came forth from a people of strange language, Judah kept to his sanctuary. When the house of Jacob came forth from a people of strange language, Judah kept to his sanctuary. Beit Yaakov me'ama lo'ez. Haita Yehuda le'kadisho. The house of Jacob, Beit Yaakov, from a people of strange language, me'am lo'ez. Yehuda, Judah kept to his sanctuary, or Judah became his sanctuary, or some translators translate, Judah was his sanctuary. Here. Yehuda, Judah kept to his sanctuary. Haita, Yehuda, lik adisho. That is, kept to his sacred language. They did not reveal their secrets. You will find that a divine command was committed to their keeping for 12 months, for 12 moons. Ha'Elohim told them, every woman shall ask, not borrow, in the other translations. Here, Shemot, Exodus chapter 3, verse 22. Every woman shall ask of her neighbor jewels of silver, etc. Every woman, Isha, shall ask of her neighbor, jewels of silver, etc. Shemot, Exodus chapter 3, verse 22. And there was not one among them who disclosed the divine command. They were not wanton. Wanti. They were not wanton. There was only one loose woman among them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, made her name known, as is written, Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 24, verses 10 to 11, where it reads, and the son of an Israelitish woman, whose father was an Egyptian, a Mitzri, and whose mother's name was Shalomit, the daughter of Dibri, of the tribe of Dan. That is, he who be who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, he who spoke and the world came into being, he himself testifies that in Yisrael, the Sar of El, the Prince of the Almighty, Yashar El, the Upright of the Almighty, Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, the Almighty Eye, there was no other child of wantonness
except this one.
Yes. That's the fourth Aliyah right there. And now in Psalm 114, this is just the first five. We got one more part here, but there's a total of nine Aliyah. But then the fourth one, where it says, when Israel came forth, Mimitzrayim, out of the two lands, right? For four reasons were the Bnei Yisrael redeemed from Mitzrayim. Check it. For these four particular reasons. Let's reason on this. They did not change their names. They did not change their lashon, their language, their linguistic. They did not reveal their secrets. And they were not wanty. They were not wanton. Very interesting right here, just concerning Yehuda, concerning Judah. What was that portion there where it says they continue to speak their sacred language, as it said, when the house of Jacob came forth from a people of strange language, Yehuda kept to his sanctuary. That is, kept his sacred language. Yes, they did not reveal, notice, their secrets. A divine command was committed to their keeping. It is said when we study the Torah narratives, some computate 12 months, right? 12 months, but they did not reveal, hey, this is what we're going to do, so forth and so on. So, you know, big up to the tribe of
Zion, of Judah shall break every chain.
Zebulun Dub System interlude right there. There's their Lion of Judah. So here we have the fifth and final one to present right here on Psalm 114, the Exodus song.
And other comment on when Israel came forth out of Egypt. This eight, Israel mi Mitzrayim. Through what merit did the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, come forth mi Mitzrayim? Rav Yehuda, Judah taught, through the merit of the blood of the Passover lamb and of the blood of the circumcision. As is said even in Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 6, quote, I said to thee, to the eye, when thou wast in thy blood, live, yea. I said to thee, to the eye, when thou wast in thy blood, Live. Wa ebora alayich, wa erech, mita boseseta de damayich, wa omar laka de damayich, chayi, wa omar laka de damayich, chayi. Hear the fuller verse, Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 6. When I pass by thee, and saw thee polluted in thine own blood. I said to thee, speaking to she, when thou wast in thy blood, live, chayi. Yea, I said to thee, speaking to she, when thou wast in thy blood, bedamayik, chayi, live. Wa ebora alayik. Wa ereka mita boseseta bedamayik. Wa omar laka bedamayik. Chayi. Wa omar laka bedamayik. Chayi. Live. Chayi. Rav Nehemiah taught, through the merit of HaTorah, through the merit of the Torah, that they were to receive, for it is said, and HaElohim, the true good, the true God, saw the Bnei Yisrael, saw the sons, the children of Israel, in Exodus 2 and 25. And then it is said in Exodus chapter 20, verse 15, and all the people saw the thundering at the giving of HaTorah, the direction, instruction, the teaching of His divine majesty. So too, when you learn from another passage in that Moses is told, even in Shemot, Exodus chapter 3, verse 12, when thou hast brought forth the people, Mimitzrayim, out of Egypt, ye, y'all shall serve HaElohim, the true God, upon this mountain. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi taught, through the merit of HaMishkan, the tabernacle, that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, were to make. For it is said, even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 2, verse 25, and HaElohim, and Elohim saw the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel. And then it is said, even in Shemot, Exodus 39, verse 43, and Moshe, and Moses saw all the work. Moses saw all the work of HaMishkan, of the tabernacle. So, too, you may learn from another passage in that Ha'el, the true God, HaElohim says, I that brought them forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. Even here in Shemot, Exodus chapter 29, verse 46. That is, quote, with the stipulation that I dwell among them, end quote. This verse here in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 29, verse 46. Here, Shemot, Exodus chapter 29, here the fuller verse 46. Ve'yad'u ki ani Yehovah Eloheihem asher hotzeiti otam me'eretz Mitzrayim le'shakniya b'tokam ani Yehovah Eloheihem. And they shall know that I be he who be who he be. Ve'yad'u ki ani Yehovah Eloheihem. Their Elohim that brought them forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt. Asher hotzeiti otam me'eretz Mitzrayim. So that I may dwell among them. Le shakni bitokam. That I may shakan, dwell among them. Le shakani bitokam. I be he who be who he be, their Elohim. Ani Yehovah Eloheihem. He brought them forward with the stipulation that I may dwell among them. Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov, Eliezer ben Jacob taught, through the merit of Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, through the merit of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, For it is said, even in Shemot, in Exodus, Exodus chapter 2, verse 25, and Elohim saw the children of Israel.
The children of Israel.
The children of Israel. Vayare Elohim et bnei Yisrael.
Yisrael.
Vayeda'a Elohim. And Elohim saw the bnei Yisrael. Vayare Elohim et bnei Yisrael. And Elohim took cognizance of them, took respect to them. Vayeda'a Elohim.
Elohim.
Elohim. And then it is said of Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 29:23, when Jacob seeth his children, the walk, the work of my hands, in the midst of them, that they sanctify my name, yea, they shall sanctify the Holy One of Jacob,
up.
Jacob,
up.
Jacob,
up.
Jacob. Kia beroto wa yiladayo ma'iseya yadaya bikarbo yakidishu shemiya wehikidishu eta kedosha yaiko. When he seeth his children, the work of my hands in the midst of him. Kia biroto wa yeladayo wa ma'iseya yadai bikirbo, that they sanctify, set apart my name. Yakidishu wa shemi, sanctify my name. Yea, they shall sanctify the Holy One, the Isle One, the Kadosh of Yaakov, where he Kedishua Eta Kedosha Yaakov.
Yaakov.
Yaakov. What children are alluded to in the phrase, when he seeth his children? Ki beroto yeladayo, when he seeth his children, those children whom was no blemish, according to Daniel chapter 1 verse 4, those children in whom there was no blemish, Daniel chapter 1 verse 4, who sanctify Ha'el, Ha'elohim's name, the Hashem, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. They sanctified, set apart, HaElohim's name, the Hashem, in the fiery furnace. Rav Abba Bar Kahana taught, through the merit of the generation of Yeshayahu, Isaiah, of that it is said, his children, the work of my hands, in the midst of him. Yeladayo ma'isei yadai bekirbo. His children. Yeladayo, his children, the work of my hands. Ma'isei yadai, the work. Ma'isei of my hand, yadai, the work of my hands, in the midst of him. Bikirbo, in the midst of him. Yeladayo ma'isei yadai bikirbo. Now, when David saw, on account of how many merits the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, the sons of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, came forth, Mimitzrayim, out of Egypt, he began to sing and praise in Isis of the Exodus, Mi
Mitzrayim.
Hallelujah! Bitzata Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! When Yisrael came forth out of Egypt. Hallelujah. Be'tzata Yisrael mi'mitzrayim.
Yes, yes, yes. The time coming to fulfillment right here, here, here. Yes, that hallelujah and that Baruch Hashem blessing.
Baruch Hashem. Blessed be the name, the name, the name, the name, the name. Baruch Hashem, 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 Hashem.
Yes, yes, yes. No time right here for the full of full, but here, Psalm 73, today's incoming psalm here on this particular dub. Johnny Osborne, purify your heart right here, here, here. Yes, I, yes, I.
Such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore, pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than hearts could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore, his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out of them. And they say, how doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation? As in a moment, they are utterly consumed with terror. As a dream when one awaketh, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish, thou hast destroyed all them that go a-whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works, thy works, thy works, thy works, thy works, thy works, thy works.
Yes, 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 yes. Today's psalm coming forward. Take a time to read and, you know, to rise up a chant, word, sound, power. Hear, hear, hear. Shavua Tov, brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers, Chavarim family, and here just sealing up right here. We have Psalm 67. So after the Shabbat, 144, the Sabbath seal psalm. You know, ones for the gather after the Shabbat. Remember Paul and them reasoning on into the first day, aka what they call Sunday, the first day. But this was like a dismissal psalm, you know, in other words, a baraka. There's a blessing in this that is like the priestly blessing in this psalm, Psalm 67. So the seal up here by Shem Yeshua. You know, Shavua Tov, have a good strong seven by Shem Yeshua, Baruch Hashem. Yes, I, Shalom, Havarim, Shalom.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear thee. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health, thy saving health, thy saving health. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. 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 God be merciful unto us, and bless us. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. See us. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us.
Shabbat Tov, Habarim, Hashem Yeshua. Have a good, strong, yes, sir. Astaghfirullah.